Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. I am Big Papa Squid. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Penix.
And she is the first lady of baseball in the city of Atlanta. The founder of Allie's Army. Miss Allie Mack, and with our forces combined, this is the morning shift.
I liked it. Captain Planet.
That first lady of of baseball is going to be the thing.
I love that.
Yeah. I can go with that.
I'm glad you love it because I thought of it literally as I said it.
There you go.
You're like, man, as I do most things that come out of my mouth.
You're like, that's an instant classic. I got to go back to that.
Yeah.
I love it, man. That's actually a really good way to put it, man.
Oh, I know. That's why I said it.
How are you feeling this morning? Because you look slightly sleep deprived, but.
Well, I'm actually.
Friday.
I got good sleep again. I think that's why I'm sleep deprived. I don't think I'm sleep deprived. I think for the second night in a row, Pork Chop and me made it to my alarm. And
Dude,
I don't know how to feel about that.
Man. That's massive. That is massive.
But it's almost like you're used to not getting sleep, so now you've gotten too much sleep.
Yeah.
And it's like throwing you completely off.
Like a grogginess that comes along with it. Yeah,
well, First Lady, you're spot on. Because, yesterday we get done with the show, and I told Amy, I was like, hey, I'm gonna run to the gym real quick because I don't get to go that much right now. I've gone like my fourth time in the last 3 weeks. And she said, all right. And I get back, and Pork Chop's doing good. I eat, and I fall asleep for like an hour and a half. And So now I'm almost, to your point, like my sleep is now screwed up the wrong way. Because, I mean, I wasn't sleeping full nights before the baby was born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now she's oversaturation. Here, and it's like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Now there's an oversaturation when it comes to the Z's, man. That's a good thing. It's a good thing with how many days old is she now?
I guess 14, another four? So, like,
yeah.
18 days,
yeah. Well, too much math.
After he just said he's groggy, we're like, let's do some math,
Hey, let's put it together. No big deal, man. But I'm glad she's sleeping, though, dude. I can't tell you how massive that is. I mean, I still have nights where my kids wake up, and they're 4.5 and 3.
Well, it's funny because yesterday was a day of first for her. She slept through the night for the first time, relatively speaking.
Sure.
And we had two little chairs for her. We had like a little rocky, like bouncy type chair that the Contis had given us, which was like her favorite thing ever. She loved it. And then we had this other chair that kind of you turned on and it moved and it turned and it played music and she hated, just despised it.
Really?
And I went downstairs to do something and I came upstairs and she was sitting in it, just happy. And it was moving around.
There you go.
And, like, up until this point, the Contis had the MVP gift with that bouncy chair, which she's, she is in love with. But the fact that we got her in that other one, and it's just, you don't have to do anything. You just push a button, and it rotates her. That was kind of a milestone. So I'm hoping she continues, because, you can walk away with that one.
Yeah, Mel already setting the bar, man. She's already setting a high bar for herself. Before you know it, it's like the neck muscles kick in. She's holding her head up.
Yeah. Aw, yes. All the milestones ahead of you.
All the milestones ahead of you, man. But I'm glad to hear it. I had to go on a journey yesterday, guys, to Ross, which I'm not very familiar with, to be quite frank. But too many people were like, go to Ross to find size 15 cleats.
We've
Did you
been
take Grant
you.
With you? He could have helped you.
No, I'm not that familiar. As a matter of fact, I had to like Google where a Ross was.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, man, where is a Ross?
Everybody needs to know where a Ross is.
I know, and there's one like right near a place where I used to live over in Perimeter, and I was like, oh, let me head over to Ross. But it's a solid store.
It is.
Yeah. I walked in there, and sure enough, there were size 15 cleats.
As a Ross, oh, go ahead, Bo.
We tried to tell you this the other day, that that's where you go to find shoes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I called my buddy David Penny, who's a soccer coach, and I was like, yo, I need some cleats. And he was like, dude, I got all kinds of cleats. I don't have a size 15s, though. Like, who wears – like, he was like, there's probably – like, Atlanta United themselves probably don't even have a size 15 on hand when in a soccer cleat. I was like, yeah, touche.
As a Ross veteran, I am proud to say I also found – I don't remember if mine were 14 or 15. They were one of the two, but I also found big cleats at Ross, man. So shout out to Ross.
Yeah.
And now you have the bug. I mean, next time you're going to have the frenzy where you're like, wait a minute, this shirt is $7? Let me look for more.
They were $25.
Yeah.
To like size 15 baseball
Ross
cleats.
But Ross is so clutch.
That's a whole other story. I actually walked my dog in the baseball cleats last night. I was like, dude, I got to break these things in. You know what I mean? Can't go cold turkey and just strap in and play a soccer game. So
how'd they feel?
Yeah. They felt fine. Fine is the word.
Yeah. Well, I know you know this, but they're still not going to be the way you want them.
Yeah. They're going to be better than they would have been. But yeah,
dude,
it's going to be an uphill climb for the media match today.
I've got a pair of Nike cleats that I bought years ago for a 3-piece suit, and I think I've worn them for 4 3-piece suit games, 3 or 4 of them, and they're still not broken. And it's the only time I've worn them. I mean, it does for some reason, like football cleats. I think football and soccer cleats take the longest to break in.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Let's pivot real quick, guys. We only got a few minutes left already. I don't know how this is already a thing in the first segment, but we do want to talk about a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons, Bo. And, you know, we're still kind of – I think, you know, as we go through it and with all the coordinators and assistant coaches speaking a couple of days ago, you still kind of filter through some of the sound. Well, as we're doing that yesterday and talking about what we want to talk about on the show today, the conversation about Zach Robinson talking about Bijan and it creating more explosive plays, that popped up. And let's revisit that sound from a couple of days ago.
No, that's something that, you know, we talked about it in season, and you're showing the representative clips of like, man, maybe we could close the space on this defender, this free safety, and not make the move from 8 to 10 yards away. Hey, how can you press that guy's heels or press his toes to make him feel uncomfortable, where nobody's better in the NFL making short space, you know, area quickness moves on defenders. So I think it's just showing them the clips, you know, emphasizing it in the room with Coach Petrie and those guys. And but those are coming. We're not worried about, you know, the lack of explosives with that. Understand that that is the jump that we want to take. We're very efficient running the football. You start from a clean slate every single year, but that's definitely something we're emphasizing as offense. And the receivers, tight ends, O-line, everybody has a hand in that. You know, there's times where it's like, man, somebody just got loose. What if we finish that block and we can take it to the house? So everybody's got their hand in it. Run game takes all 11. And we're definitely looking to hunt up some of those explosives in the run game for sure.
Yeah, I think the question has been since Bijan Robinson's been here is, who's at fault for him not breaking those big runs?
Right.
You know, like, we've seen him. You just know. I think he had one in New Orleans last year. And if I remember the play correctly, he trucked someone running down that sideline.
Yeah.
And it just feels like he's always a cleaned up version would be just like a smidgen, right? Just a smidgen from breaking one. You see it, and then whatever it is, the gap closes. Whether it's a guy holding a block a millisecond longer, or maybe Bijan seeing the cut, you know, just a smidgen before, it just feels like, for whatever reason, we get the 12-yard run instead of the 42-yard run. You know?
Yeah, I agree, and I think that was a big thing. I mentioned this yesterday a little bit, but when Arthur Smith drafted Bijan Robinson in the top 10. And everybody's like, well, Tyler Algier is already a 1,000-yard rusher. Why are we going to get a running back? This was the reason, right? Creating more explosives was the reason. And I think
in the pass game, too, though, with
Bijan. For sure. For sure. You have, you know, a guy that has multiple tools. But I think that either way, you want to talk about the run game or the pass game, creating more explosives was the reason that Bijan Robinson was brought here. I don't think most people, guys, understand the directive, like the instructions that a running back or even a kick returner has when they get into open field. Like, I don't think most people that unless you know football, you don't understand really what those guys are trying to get done. When a runner breaks in an open field and there's one player left, and you heard Zach Robinson talk about Bijan squaring up a safety or pressing the toes of the safety, his job is to run right at the safety. Like, you're like, it's not to like try to outrun the safety most of the time or cut, you know, or juke the safety. The job is to run right at the safety and force the safety's shoulders to square up with you, right? So that they have to make their own decision, not to give them an angle and allow them to kind of, you know, create that V along the sideline. It's to square up. And I think that's what you heard Zach Robinson saying right there. All right, one more cut we want to get to as well, and that's talking about, you know, how this offense can be more explosive. It's not just about Bijan Robinson.
You know, I was telling some of these guys just the comfort knowing that, hey, we're a year into the system. The guys, there's a ton of continuity coming back. Last year, it was completely new system, a lot of new players, everybody kind of getting to know each other, learn each other. I know my coaching staff really well. I know our players really well. I know what we did well, you know, from a schematic standpoint, and what our guys can do, and what are some of the things that we can do going forward with a different quarterback. So it feels like once the offseason hit, I was like, man, this feels really nice to be able to just kind of, all right, let's set the table here. Let's get down to the finer details of what we're trying to get accomplished. And it's been a breath of fresh air. I got a buddy, Nick Cayley.
I'm curious what his buddy Nick to do with all this, but and I was kind of like, wait, what did Nick Cayley say?
It's like the Dale Jr. cut. What has Kyle Petty got to do with this?
Yeah. I'm so excited for year two of Zach Robinson as a play caller, because look, he left us wanting at times, but also you could see the growth throughout the year, and now with a full year of Big Penix energy. And knowing that he can open up the offense. Now, the biggest pet peeve I had when people talk about Michael Penix is not when they bring up his injury history or his age, which, trust me, the age one is pretty high up there because it's the dumbest damn argument ever. But it is that people don't understand this guy was a dual-threat quarterback at Indiana, and the injuries and the lack of need for him to be a dual-threat quarterback at Washington under Kalen DeBoer made him this phenomenal pocket passer that he is. But he can do it. He can get outside the pocket. He can make plays with his legs. And him moving that pocket will create so much for this team, and I cannot wait to see that put in a huge – I mean, we're going to have Big Penix energy with a big – moving pocket package, Michael.
Yeah. Ooh, big pause.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we'll talk more about that, obviously, at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock.